Greetings once again from the Catskill Mountains of New York. I'm here with you for episode number 464 of Mostly Folk, and I can't believe it always amazes me as the numbers increase how many episodes have been done. And it used to be a lot longer, so, as far as songs go, it's been a lot of songs. So, let's start it off today with one of my favorite groups, guys that I had the pleasure of meeting and playing, and there is an interview with them on the Mostly Folk website. I do believe it's on the site. This was on one of my other programs, but check out the mostlyfolk.org website for an interview with Everest Rising. My name's Artie Martello, and welcome to Mostly Folk.
There were words I should have said, but I just could not say. Like a coward on some battlefield, I just drove away. And here's a shame, it haunts me like a thousand ghosts set loose in my mind. But somewhere in your memories, please know I tried. The winter was the coldest one that I can recall. Snowstorms by the dozen, which laid in piles tall. By the time the sun was warm enough to free me from my prison of wine, somewhere in that winter, please know I cried. Somewhere in my future when I'm graying, years go quickly past. Somewhere in my darkness when I'm staring, bottom of my shot glass. Somewhere in this lifetime, I just need to know that you know. On some dark and rainy highway, where I don't know, you'll hear this voice from your past on some all-night foggy show. And those clapping of the wipers in the numb green of the dashboard lights. 'Cause somewhere down that highway, you know I tried. Somewhere in my future when I'm graying, and years go quickly past. Somewhere in my darkness when I'm staring, bottom of my shot glass. Somewhere in this lifetime, I just need to know that you know. Somewhere in my future when I'm graying, years go quickly past. Somewhere in my darkness when I'm staring, bottom of my shot glass. Somewhere in this lifetime, I just need to know did you know there were words I should have said, but I just drove away. If what we are is mortal flames burning only back tonight, where's the meaning in my days? What is the purpose of my life? I've had to bury the ones I've loved. I've seen my choices turn to stone. Could they accept what I've become? Does she regret me? Does she know?
if what we are is mortal flames? Does heaven see us when we fall? Weighs the reason in the pain. What is the point to have it all? I've heard the stories the ages tell, those songs of martyrs, saints and kings. I've longed for glory, I've sought the grave. 'Twas vanity of vanities. For if all we are mortal flames, always distant for the dust, what is the difference in a name that's carved on tombstone or on myself a scholar? I think and troll through certainty, but neither knowledge or the bottle could overtake the mystery. For if what we are, never meant to comprehend, with the virtue in the game, what good is wisdom in the end? These questions in this soul, may I grow grateful for all that's been, that never had to be at all. If what I am is a mortal flame, I pray I be really above, but either way, may they still say, I burn for love, I burn for love, I burn for love, I burn for love.
It's nothing like the glow in your
With a song that she wrote as part of a songwriting kind of a group of different songwriters that get assignments. They assign each other different songs every week, and they had a topic, and the topic for this particular week that Alicia Vianney was writing for was Lamplight. And so it was that she wrote this song called Lamplight, and that's how it got its name. By the way, if you're interested in Alicia Vianney, I just did an interview with her. My patrons have gotten this interview. They just got it, and the rest of the world won't get it for a while, but I did an interview with her on the Catskills Cafe, which is another radio program that I do live from the Catskills of New York in Roxbury, and that's at wioxradio.org, and it's a two-hour program, so if you like this kind of music, a lot of it is repeated there, and other things are thrown in, so you could check that out also. So Alicia Vianney with Lamplight from her self-titled new album that won't be out actually until April. But, you know, as I said, I've been playing some of the tracks from it and will continue to play them because Alicia's quite a good singer-songwriter. John Dennis before Alicia with Mortal Flames, and that was the title track from his 2019 album. Catherine McClellan before that with Waiting on My Love from her 2019 album Coyote. And Everest Rising led off the program today with Chasing Ghosts, and that again was the title track of their 2017 album. You're listening to Mostly Folk, mostlyfolk.org, and I'm Artie Martello, and I'm so happy to be with you today, and glad you could join me from wherever you are in the world. And I know the people from all over the world are listening to this program. I'm not going into all the countries, but it extends far out. And some countries actually listen more than others. I don't have the stats with me now, but I'll try to get them for the next program. Okay, here we go with the song from Michael Jonathan.
Sorry is a word surprisingly unheard by all the fighting people all around the world. Imagine what it's like to interrupt your fight, surprise your enemy with a brief apology. Chain reaction, beginning with a simple word. Sorry is a word surprisingly unheard by all the fighting people all around the world. Imagine what it's like to interrupt your fight, surprise your enemy with a brief apology.
Sweet enough, from your head down to your feet, honey, you look good enough.
lost on the tree. Sparrows and sun. The branches of thorn. Great day. Kitchen's alight, the coffee is on. Fill up my mind, thorn tree of song.
From his award-nominated album, Somewhere in There, that was Sunrise Moon from Teocassin Ghost Horse. Ben Bedford before that with Morning Coffee, and that came from Bed's album, The Hermit's Spyglass, released in 2018. And Ben Rounds from his 2016 album, On the Jukebox, with a song called Good Enough. And Michael Jonathan opened up this four-song set with the Apology Song, and that came from Michael's album Moonfire. You're listening to Mostly Folk, mostlyfolk.org. I'm Artie Martello, and I'm so happy I could be with you today for this episode. And this program is supported by all of my patrons, Sigva Berland, Wim Tyskins, Stephen McIntyre, Rich Kruger, Rain, Paul Brothers, Pamela Bateson, Marion Halliday, Liz Hill, Josephine Roberto, Joel Simpson, Frank Bello, Dean Rochester, Dave Mason, Dale Wade, Casey, Bill Flanagan, Betsy J. Lombardi, Becca Andre, Andrew Smith, Andrew Neal, and all Council PC. And Becca Andre, by the way, is Mountain Girl Photography. Becca's a great photographer. If you haven't seen any of her work on, you could find her on Facebook. And in any event, thank you all for being patrons. And hey, let's get on with the music.
On 174 2010, my husband was out for a ride. He was in his lake doing what he loved best when he was hit from behind. Now every day on my way to work, I count the time that driver had. From the moment you come around that curve, it's 6 seconds to see him ahead. Oh, 6 seconds get your eyes on the road. 6 seconds, I count them every morning. 6 seconds, once you come around the bend, it's 6 seconds to him. They say the gym was so kind, it was like Santa Claus dying, and he always listened with love. And if you had a tough climb and you were falling behind, then he'd circle back and push you up. He lived for the ride and had a 100-mile smile. I see him shining fine and free. Now his friends roll out his riderless bike every anniversary. Oh, all 6 seconds to get your eyes on the road. 6 seconds, I count them every morning. 6 seconds, once you come round the bend, it's 6 seconds to him. Jim loved it.
sweet rivers of redeeming love flow just before my eyes. Had I the pinions of a dove, I'd to those regions fly. I'd rise superior to my pain with joy.
Treasures in My Chest. That was Andrew McKnight with Long Ago and Far Away. Before that, Deborah Payne and Sam Gleaves with a song from a new album called Welcome as the Flowers in May. And the song we just heard, Sweet Rivers of Redeeming Love. And at the top of this three-song set, Rita Hosking with 6 Seconds from her album For Real. You're listening to Mostly Folk, mostlyfolk.org. Don't forget, if you go to mostlyfolk.org, at the very top of the page is a little tab that says Become a Patron, and I'd love to have you be a patron and help support this program. It does take a bit of money to keep a podcast going, and especially a music podcast, because you have to buy licenses from ASCAP and BMI in order to play the music. So, let's move on. Here's a song from Chicago Farmer.
Thank you. It'll take a strong cup of coffee. Get me out of this bed. It'll take a strong glass of whiskey to get you out of my head. Trace their way up my spine, and my thoughts tend to linger on the days you were mine. Wasted all the chances that you gave to me. I regret more than you know. You made the right decision when you told me that I had to go. From my hometown 3 years since I crossed the mountains into Tennessee, and I drowned all your pictures in alcohol and tears. I wonder, did you shed it? Liquor is stronger than courage. At least it's stronger than mine. But I will not be discouraged. Maybe I'll beat it this time. It'll take a strong cup of coffee
around her little valentines, with the devil dancing there in her eyes, teasing someday she would be my bride. I said, you're just a little girl, now go on. And as soon as I turned around, there she was gone. There she was gone. Started thinking about her night and day. Started singing a young love song. There she was gone. We're out of school now, she's my girl, but a restless soul needs to see the world. I search for a promise in those dancing eyes. Would she settle down by my side? She whispers in my ear, baby, can't hold on. So I opened up my arms, there she was gone. There she was gone. I thought about her night and day. I was singing a lovesick song. There she was gone. Now we're mom and dad with a girl of our own, growing like a weed in this happy home. She's got that devil in her mama's blue eyes. No one realizes how time flies. Until the house is still, no more little girl songs. One day we turned around, there she was gone. I'm an old man now, but she's still my girl. Spends her days in a long gone world. There's a darker devil hiding in her eyes, telling her she's someone else's wife. Looks at me and says, mister, what's wrong? And right before my eyes, there she is gone. There she was gone. I was searching for her every day. I was singing a word man's song. There she was gone. There she was gone. Now I'll be thinking about her all my days. I'll be singing an old love song. There she was gone.
God's wrath incurred,
and burn every moment.
What a great way to close out the program today. Nora Jane Struthers with A Good Thing. That came from Nora Jane's album Bright Lights, Long Drives, First Words. Before Nora Jane, we heard Slade Cleaves from his album Still Fighting the War, 2013 album. And the song was Gone. Before that, Chris Titchener with Strong Cup of Coffee from his album Already Gone. And Banjo, Nickaroo, and Weston Scutches with Barbara Hershey singing lead vocals there. I Don't Need No Glasses, and that came from the album Get Us Out of Fearland. And Chicago Farmer led off this final set with Indiana Line from their album Flyover Country. Well, that about wraps it up for this episode of Mostly Folk. I'm so glad that you could join me here today, and I do hope that you join me again, wherever you are, for the next episode of Mostly Folk.